This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
Inflation is down, but... From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. Annual inflation came down to 4% in May. That's the lowest annual increase since March of 2021. But core inflation, that's taking out food and energy, was a bit hotter. Prices were 5.3% higher than a year ago. And if you zoom in month to month, it really doesn't look like the needle is moving a whole lot. So let's try and make sense of this with Jeffrey Cleveland, chief economist with Payden and Riegel. Hi, Jeffrey.
Hey, good morning.
So at first blush, annual inflation is 4%, lowest it's been in quite some time. That seems pretty good.
Yeah, I think there's good news and bad news here. I think the good news is that headline CPI came in softer than maybe many anticipated. So that's being driven by a decline primarily in energy prices, which is good news for households.
Now, if we take out the energy prices, which are notoriously volatile, take out food, we have core inflation. That was higher. That was 5.3% annually. And it's been increasing month to month, 0.4% for the last 3 months, which does not sound like an improvement.
Yeah, I would even go further than that. It has increased 0.4% or higher month to month for about six consecutive months now. So if you look at the core measure, the ex-food, ex-energy measure, we are seeing still a lot of what we would say underlying inflation pressure here.
So the Fed's meeting today and tomorrow, what do you think they're going to do with that?
Well, if I were a policymaker, I don't know that I would be comforted by the core inflation figures. I don't see much evidence of a cooling off in underlying inflation trends. And, you know, we're seeing still increases in rents. We've seen increases in used car prices. So I don't think this would comfort me. It might be that the central bank chooses to skip a meeting here and wait for some more data before deciding on what to do next. But my gut tells me, with inflation running still pretty hot, that they probably will hike again at some point later this year.
Jeffrey Cleveland, chief economist at Payden and Riegel, thank you so much.
Have a good week.
Some topics are more polarizing than others. Religion, politics, and tipping. We are taking on that last one here at Marketplace, and we would love to hear from you. When do you tip? When do you not tip? Why do you tip? If you have strong feelings about this, send them to us in an email at morningreport@marketplace.org.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Ascensus, helping people dream bigger, aim higher, and save more with financial confidence. Unleash the power of your retirement savings plan with innovative technology that makes things easy, top-notch service from experts who care, and flexible solutions that can grow with you. For more than 40 years, Ascensus has been helping savers achieve their goals. We can help you achieve yours, too. Learn more at Ascensus.com. That's ASCENSUS.com.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work. while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.
With Title 42 now lifted, thousands of migrants along the U.S. southern border are hoping they might more easily be able to claim asylum in the U.S. To do so, they have to use an app from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. It lets migrants schedule appointments to cross the border and start the asylum process. But as KPBS's Gustavo Solis reports, the app can inadvertently discriminate against those who need it the most.
In Tijuana's Agape Migrant Shelter, every morning, around 650 people log into the CBP One mobile app and try to secure an asylum appointment. The app works on a first-come, first-served basis. Every day, tens of thousands of migrants compete for just 1,000 daily appointments. Pastor Albert Rivera runs the migrant shelter.
All at the same time, trying to enter in one place, so it gets overjammed. And then there's not too many of them that get an appointment.
Some migrants have spent months here, logging on every day, scrambling for an appointment, including Vidal Garcia. He's seen other people in the shelter cry tears of joy after finally getting scheduled.
I'm happy about them because I wish them the best.
But Garcia himself hasn't been so lucky.
But then I get in the office and start to cry. Sometimes, not all the time.
Between January and May, about 23,000 migrants in Tijuana got appointments through the mobile app. More than one-third of those have gone to Russian nationals, according to the Mexican government. After the invasion of Ukraine, thousands have fled Russia. They fly to Mexico in hopes of getting asylum in the U.S., and they account for less than 10% of Tijuana's migrant population. The Russian asylum seekers often stay in hotels with powerful Wi-Fi connections. Meanwhile, Central American migrants tend to sleep in overcrowded shelters and struggle with the app on their outdated phones. Enrique Lucero is head of Tijuana's Migrant Affairs Department. He says this disparity is a fault of the CBP One app.
Eso ha sido, yo creo, la mayor falla de la aplicación.
Lucero says the app doesn't filter to figure out which migrants are most vulnerable.
No hay un filtro para determinar quién
like
es vulnerable,
who is unsheltered or who's been a victim of a crime. Customs and Border Protection did not immediately respond to a request for comment. But the agency did announce changes to the app on May 10th. CBP now offers more asylum appointments, and it gives priority to people who have been registered on the app the longest. Tijuana officials say those changes do seem to be helping more Haitian and Latin American migrants get through on the app, but they're awaiting more data to know for sure. In Tijuana, I'm Gustavo Solis for Marketplace.
A lot can happen in a day when it comes to the economy and all its moving parts, from workplace culture to markets, and we have got you covered here on The Morning Report and in the evening. You can check out Marketplace with Kai Ryssdal on public radio, podcast, or at marketplace.org. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.